With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A U.S. judge says President Trump's $10 billion lawsuit against the BBC can go to trial. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
A federal judge in Florida rejected an attempt by Britain's national broadcaster to delay proceedings and set a February 2027 trial date. In December, Donald Trump filed a lawsuit over the way the BBC edited a speech he gave on January 6, 2021, the day of the U.S. Capitol riot. The claim seeks $5 billion in damages for defamation and $5 billion for unfair trade practices. The BBC has apologized but rejects claims it defamed the president. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A month after Iran launched a crackdown on nationwide protests, widespread arrests are taking place across the country again.
Reports of raids on homes and workplaces have come from major cities and rural towns alike. All this reveals a dragnet that has touched large portions of Iranian society. Iranian officials have apprehended university students, doctors, lawyers, teachers, and others. Activists say those arrested are often held with no ability to communicate for days or weeks.
Correspondent Andrew Stewart. A shutdown of the Department of Homeland Security has gone into effect. That includes the Transportation Security Administration, whose officers are responsible for screening passengers and bags at airports. Experts say mass flight cancellations like those seen during the 2025 shutdown are less likely this time because air traffic controllers are still getting paid. Five European countries say Russia poisoned Alex Navalny with a rare toxin linked to poisoned dart frogs. Yesterday, the UK, France, Germany, Sweden, and the Netherlands said the European lab tests confirmed this. This is SRN News. A Christian school has launched a campaign it calls Learn Like Charlie. Hillsdale College is encouraging people to take the same free online courses that the late Charlie Kirk took and study the classics, the American founding, and the Bible. Hillsdale President Larry Arnn spoke at the memorial service last fall after Kirk was assassinated. He recalled telling the young political activist that a good education was worthwhile. Quote, I told him to start with the Bible, read the classics, study the founding of America. In those places, you will find a ladder that reaches up toward God. A new wave of Christian artists from various backgrounds is drawing upon new young audiences to faith-based rap, Afrobeats, and R&B. Christian rap has been growing for over a decade, but its newer subgenres and counterparts have exploded since the pandemic. Social media algorithms will help them reach wider audiences, and bigger labels are catching on now. The artists say their songs help people connect to God when traditional worship doesn't resonate as much. This is SRN News. Data centers are getting a lot of attention across this country.
Politicians from President Trump to local lawmakers agree that tech companies should cover the power costs of artificial intelligence data centers, but they still fight over what fair share means. The debate ties directly to cost of living pressure ahead of the midterm elections. Data centers keep spreading fast, and some use as much electricity as a small city. Utilities often spread new power plant and grid costs across all customers. States have started writing rules that require long-term contracts and big upfront payments. Consumer advocates warn the short-term squeeze still pushes up bills. Keith Peters, Washington.
The NASCAR season gets underway in earnest this afternoon. William Byron chases an unprecedented third straight Daytona 500 win when he attempts to make NASCAR history. He'll be trying to win the big race for a third straight year. This is SRN News.